News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
First off, though, Kieran, at 7:45, we're going to be hearing from an economist who says it's pretty radical what he's saying. He says the Cork-Limerick M20 motorway that everyone's screaming for down in Munster, he says, don't build it. He's basically saying, even though the contract for the project's route was signed yesterday, bring it one step closer, he's saying, don't build
it. Why? Do what instead?
His argument is, and I have to say, it's an argument I have a huge amount of sympathy with, is that we have this national development plan, we have the spatial strategy, we're trying to build up to double the population of Cork, to double the population of Limerick. He's saying the focus should be on spending money in those cities, not spending money around those cities, and that that money should be spent, for example, on a Lewis system for Cork, or a Lewis line or two for Cork, a Lewis line for Limerick. So spend the money improving the commuter times of people living in those cities.
Yeah, you absolutely have to spend the money in the cities, but you've got to connect them. We can't have three or four little Singapores on the island.
Well, they are connected. There's a road there at the moment.
Yeah, but the road is brutal, Shane. And anyone who says it isn't brutal, and look, you're not from that part of the world, but you've never driven through Buttevant or Charleville or Mallow and tried to get through these.
You know what this motorway will save time-wise?
What would it save?
16 minutes.
16 minutes.
16 minutes. And people might drive it twice a year?
16 minutes,
three
Shane,
times a year?
That doesn't, not at peak times. It saves much, much more at peak times.
Well, that's what the Chamber of Commerce, who are all for
this,
that's
when
what they're saying
the
it'll
traffic
save.
Volume, how they work those out is you take the traffic volume and you average it out over the hours.
But this is
the
people advocating this. They're saying it'll save 16 minutes.
Because that's how you do it. You take the average and you take the traffic volume and you average it out over the days. It saves way more than that at peak times, and peak times are the problem. Like, I'm telling you, to anyone who's listening, 53106, if you're down in that part of the world, let Shane know what it's like trying to live and get through Buttevant, Charleville, and Mallow, and
so
other places.
Are we
on the
building
M20?
Are we building this road for people in those towns? Are we building it to improve access between the two cities?
Because
they're two very different things. And there's lots of towns all over the country that would say, oh, it's a bit of a nightmare to get through our town.
No, access between the cities. And access between the cities is stunted because of trying to get through those towns. Well, and you need access between the
respect,
cities.
This is the kind of thinking that has got us to where we are at the moment, with nobody living in our cities, with everybody, with urban sprawl, with everybody living outside, everyone saying it's great, the new motorway means I can commute to work an hour up to work. We need to get away from that. We need to have people living in cities, and how you do that is to invest in those cities and public transport
plan,
in
Shane,
those cities.
It's to plan. It's not to not build the motorway. It's that you don't bow to public pressure to have a junction every 2 miles in the motorway so that people will think I can live wherever
I want.
We
know what happens. We have seen what happens when you build these motorways. You've seen what happened. You have urban sprawl. You've people living not in the cities. You've people living an hour away and commuting every day.
People sprawl because of lax planning, because you can just build wherever you want. If you don't let people build in these areas, you don't have the junctions off every 5 miles.
Good luck,
then
good
you
luck
don't
with
have
the good
it.
Planning, because we haven't had a good right. Look,
I'm sorry, this is nonsense that you're saying. Look, dismiss it.
Never
good
happens.
Luck with the good planning.
But you can't stop people living. You can't stop people living along the route, and that's what's going to happen.
But they won't be able to get onto the route unless you build
junctions. All the towns you mentioned along the route, people will just live along
no,
there.
No, Shane, I was talking, if you wish you'd listen, I was talking about bypassing those towns so that you can connect the cities.
I've been listening to the same arguments for 30 years,
and unless
Kieran.
You're talking about having a port and airport of the same scale in Waterford and Cork and Limerick and Galway, you've got to have transport connections between the cities.
Okay.
And industry in all those towns and cities.
Right.
You can't have the same industries in
them as well. 53106, let us know your view on this. Old thinking or new thinking? Who do you agree with, Kieran or with myself? 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, or tweet us at Breakfast NT. We will be talking to Edgar Morgan Roth at 7:45.
Now, plans for the motorway linking Limerick and Cork, the M20, took a step closer yesterday with the signing of a contract for the route's design. But is the road actually needed? Shane says no. So too, I understand, does Edgar Morgan Roth, Professor of Economics at DCU. Edgar, why?
Good morning. There are a number of reasons why I don't think that's the best project for the region, in the southwest. Firstly, if you actually drive the road, and I've taken the trouble on a number of occasions to drive both into Limerick and into Cork from Mallow at peak times, you find that the road itself, between those two cities, is pretty free flowing until you get to the cities. The traffic problem is in the cities, in particular in Cork. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we have a plan called the National Planning Framework, the part of Ireland 2040, and I know you had the minister on talking about it yesterday, which aims to increase the scale of both Limerick and Cork quite substantially. If you want to make that happen, you're going to have to invest in Limerick and Cork, not between them.
But, and, Edgar, the
road,
people...
and the road does that. And the third reason is that we have climate change challenges in Ireland that we're currently not meeting. And we will never, ever meet these challenges if we keep on building roads.
Let's go through them. The first one, the free-flowing nature of the road. Like, there's lots of people listening to this, and they've been getting in touch all morning, who disagree with that. Like, their argument is that it's not free-flowing at all, that there's huge delays and bottlenecks at Mallow and at Charleville and at Buttevant. It's not just the way into Limerick and Cork.
There are a few places where a straightforward bypass would solve the problem. You don't need a motorway to do that. The real problem starts when you get into Cork. And that is where you really start struggling. But that's not being solved at all with this. And indeed, the minister yesterday talked about the public transport investments under the National Development Plan. But they're all in Dublin. So the question I have is, if we want to grow Limerick and Cork, where are the public transport plans for Limerick and Cork?
Does it have to be either or? You know, can you not improve the public infrastructure and improve the connectivity?
Well, if we had all the money in the world, that would be a wonderful thing to do, but we don't. So we have to make a choice. And that's where I'm saying, you know, I'm not against the road as such. I'm just saying it's not the best project, given the fact that we have constrained finances.
Are there any other countries in Europe where you've got large, well-populated, dense urban areas that aren't connected by a motorway or the equivalent of a motorway?
I mean, we typically have good connections, but that's a legacy that was built up 50 years ago. If you made the same in those countries, if you made the same decisions today, you might make very different decisions and you might not build that road. Instead, you build something else, or indeed you put the money into the urban public transport, where we are really bad in Ireland. The reason why we are looking for car-based solutions is that our public transport isn't good enough.
But unless
we're not going to improve it if we don't invest in it.
But unless you've got, like, you know, airports and ports and industry in each of the cities of scale, even once they build up, there's going to be movement between those cities. You know, commercial at least.
Well, then maybe the point is that we should build that motorway, but without any junctions between Limerick and Cork. But that nobody would do that, because we know that the traffic level on this road wouldn't be sufficient if you did that.
Is the way to balance it? You don't have too many junctions. You don't have these spurs on and off the road everywhere, and you get sprawl. Instead, you just have a few of them, and with proper planning, then you don't end up with that big commuter sprawl.
You find when you then do the analysis, you don't get enough traffic on the roads, and therefore it wouldn't be worth your while, which is basically making my point. And we shouldn't try and facilitate the sprawl. We should contain sprawl, and if we want to build cities, we need to give them the capacity to do that. You can't just build cities by saying, well, grow, 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 and not put the investment in it to allow for that to happen.
All right, 53106, let us know your views on this. Edgar Morgenroth, Professor of Economics at DCU. Thanks a million for speaking to us.